Hi there. The word for today is take the right approach. In Proverbs 17, verse 27, Solomon writes, "A man of knowledge uses words with restraint." It's not enough to have the right answers. You must also have the right approach. Good ideas and sound advice are wasted when you use the ram it down your throat approach. Wisdom means saying the right thing at the right time in the right way. Solomon says a man of knowledge uses words with restraint, and a man of understanding is even-tempered. Look, your efforts at helping somebody to change will fail, or worse, alienate them, unless you approach them in love and in humility. The truth is, most people already know what their problem is. Chances are they've been grappling with it for a long time, and deep down, they want to do better. And unless you're prepared for a, well, who are you to tell me, kind of response, you've got to approach them the right way, as I said, love and humility. Proverbs 16, verse 24, Solomon says, "Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones." Jesus said in John 8:32, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So if people won't receive the truth in the way you're sharing it, maybe you need to get realistic and acknowledge that the problem is at least partially yours in the way you're handling it. Former U.S. Senate Chaplain Richard Halverson writes, and I quote, "You can offer your ideas to people as bullets or as seeds. You can shoot them or sow them. Ideas used as bullets kill inspiration and motivation. Ideas used as seeds take root, grow, and bear fruit in the life in which they're planted. But there's a risk," he says. "Once it becomes part of those in whom it's planted, you'll probably get no credit for originating the idea. Is that okay? If you're willing to do without the credit, you'll reap a rich harvest." So, the word for you today is take the right approach.